The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Monday morning, 7:05 on June the 6th, D-Day, 67 years ago today. Talk a little bit about that. Going to talk a little bit about what's going on in the country today, especially about what's going on in the state and around here. Joined by Bad Bob.
Morning, sir.
You know, Bad Bob, as I was standing outside just getting that little breath, last breath of fresh air, I see those little yellow Jeep come screaming around the corner. The antennas that are all over it, festooned all over it, were actually laying straight back because you were going so fast down the street to try and make it in here on time. Could that have been yours?
It is quite possible.
You know, most people, when a show starts at 7:05, is usually here by 7, but Bad Bob likes to push it to 7:03 some
mornings. Did you hear what he said? He had a minor mishap on the way. So
I know, he hit a deer or something like that. No, one of his cats was in the front seat with him and fighting him for the steering wheel.
Close. It was a bird, actually.
Oh, a bird. Well, you know what? Speaking of happiness and light, on a day that doesn't look like it,
it's, and a
here's
chickadee.
Linda.
My little chickadee.
My little chickadee. Oh, yeah, my little chickadee.
Well, here it is Monday. We have 70. We're going to be 71 degrees today, and we have the showers. When are the showers going to let up? But good old Cheetah in the morning. It looks like our forecast is going to be nice the rest of the week. Over the weekend, we had a fun-filled weekend. We went to a wrap party for a senior idol, and I hope to have the winner, Jeannie, and her husband, Howie, who were
85 and 81 or something.
They're just amazing. I hope to have them on Thursday night for my show On the Spot with Linda Bott. A shout-out to all of the wonderful talent. We saw a wonderful video of the event. It was a lot of fun. And the Vistas and Taylor Motors put that on, and it was just a great night to have this whole resurgence, I think, for many of us who've been artists or wanted to be, but maybe never. Like Jeannie said, I would have done what you did, but I had four kids. And she said, I really was, right before Lucille Ball's time, she's a swimmer, she's amazing, she's, limber and belts out like you cannot believe. So hats off to her. You want to be, tuning in, I'll let you know when she's going to be on. And also Sunday, the two people who bid on brunch, Carl and I took them out to brunch to Anselmo's on Sunday, Linda and Dave. They are the neatest people, and he made us some lemon bars that were scrumptious. We were rushing off this morning, so we didn't bring him in, but we're going to bring him into the studio tomorrow. And Bad Bob, you're going to just...
Yeah, Bad Bob, we'll bring two or three in just for you.
We have tickets to give away on this morning's program, and we also want to share with you there is a hazardous weather outlook. It's for the interior of Northern California. Day one today, unusually cold and showery weather is expected today with snow of about 7,500 feet. This evening, localized moderate rainfall is likely. Slight chance of thunderstorms are also expected today with periods of brief heavy downpours that are possible.
It's raining
winter
right now.
Weather advisory.
A winter weather advisory. It was warmer in Anchorage, Alaska yesterday than it was here. Did you know that?
You're kidding.
Absolutely true.
Well, okay.
I didn't mean to be breaking in on you, but this is, at this point, it's kind of like, okay.
And what
I've had enough.
And what do we do, what do you remember growing up with that is something that we don't have around us anymore? I think there's probably a few left in Sacramento. And if there's others that are in outlying areas, please tell me, where is a drive-in theater?
There was the last one I saw that was actually a drive-in was out at 29 Palms, California. And this was decades ago.
The first U.S. drive-in to show movies was opened in Camden, New Jersey, on Crescent Boulevard on this night in 1933. That's the year my mother was born. Those first drive-in moviegoers got to see Wife Beware, a flick not destined to be a classic. The screen measured a huge 40 by 50 feet and was easily seen by everyone in the first cars in the front of the 500 car in the back row. Everyone, including the whole town, could hear the sound, too. Well, wouldn't that be nice? That tells you what a small town it was or how things were quiet in those days. With a slight delay for the folks in the back row because the sound emanated from speakers mounted next to the screen. Admission was 25 cents per person. 25 cents for the car, and the maximum was $1.
Tell me that you didn't have good times at the drive-ins when you were growing up.
Mary Poppins!
I remember my parents taking us to the drive-in, and we'd have chairs. You sit that out at front. It had the same thing. It had this hot dog jumping in circles, you know, at every one of the drive-ins you've ever seen about 10 more minutes before the show starts.
I know, and your parents would let you, like you said, I mean, we didn't really worry about leches.
No, you just played around
in the playground. Yeah.
You can load up the trunk with your friends and get them in that way. And it was a place for everybody to meet. And you know what? For back then, it was, you know, you'd sit there with your girlfriend in the Volkswagen.
Well, that's, see, we're 10 years apart, so what I remember is seeing Mary Poppins, and, you know, it had to wait, it was summertime, obviously, you had to wait till it got dark, which is really late for me, and my parents had a Ford, so I would go in the back and fall asleep in that little window, and I couldn't get through.
Full of dollars, Yakima, Washington. Hey, we got to take a break here. This is Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio,
Volkswagen,
on
huh?
KCNR 1460. Join us after these messages.
Your host for My Outdoor Buddy Radio from 6 to 7 Saturday mornings here at KCNR 1460 AM. Our show is packed with fishing, hunting, and outdoor news you can use. All brought to you by Shasta Tackle, Procure Sense, Phil's Propeller, Scott Valley Bank, Loop Rope, the all-new tie-down system, MyOutdoorBuddy.com, and many other fine sponsors. Tune in My Outdoor Buddy Radio every Saturday morning right here at 1460 AM for the latest fishing, hunting, and outdoor news.
Here's Victoria Curtis of Cars California Auto Repair and Smog speaking with another satisfied customer.
Hello, Dal. I wanted to ask you how you happened to bring your bus to Cars.
We checked around the community. Our bus is top priority to transport our residents, so we're always a major concern about safety and inspection. We knew about your character and great reputation, so we lined it up. Cars actually comes over and picks our bus up.
So our concierge service makes it pretty easy for you there at Hilltop, right?
It helps us out tremendously. I mean, we're a very active community.
Thank you. And of course, safety is number one. And we are doing the state safety inspection every 45 days. Isn't that the schedule, Dal?
Every 45 days we have it done. It's a top priority for us when we're out transporting our seniors and veterans in the community.
Obviously. Well, thank you so much for taking our call today, Dal.
California Auto Repair and Smog, 246-9277, 246-9277.
I plan for everything, but not a 612 credit score. It makes creditors think I'm unreliable. And I just found out our little bun in the oven is two buns. So we need a bigger place and a bigger loan. That's why I'm taking control of my credit at creditreport.com, getting the information I need to understand my score and how it works. At creditreport.com, I'm not a number. I'm Lisa. Or Mom.
Offer applies with enrollment in creditreport.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm a Free Fire Media and Carl Lindebaugh. It's 7:14 in the morning. Good morning. It's June the 6th, D-Day. We're going to talk a little bit about that. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR 1460, and our chat room's up. Good morning, Angel and Rhonda and
morning,
Big Bad Dog and Daniel and the gang. Come on in and join us. Hey, yeah, 67 years ago today was D-Day, and thousands of American soldiers and French and British landed on Normandy Beach or in Normandy on the different beaches there. And we have one of our own local heroes from right here in Reading, 92-year-old Milt Staley, landed at Normandy. My father landed at Normandy. and on the beaches there. And of all the things he would talk about different aspects of World War II and his walking tour through Europe. He never talked too much about landing at Normandy. He lost a lot of people that were with him. The invasion was the largest air, land, and sea operation in history. It had approximately 155,000 American, British, Canadian, and French troops storm the beaches. And he was there. Milt Staley, a Reading resident since 1970, went back. And even his daughter and son-in-law couldn't go. We know they're in their 60s because they're not in as good a shape as Milt is. And Milt, you know, we just want to send a shout-out to him that he's more than just somebody that participated. Milt also won the 2 Purple Hearts, not one, but was awarded 2 Purple Hearts, and a Silver Star and a Bronze Star for his valor. And so a shout-out to Milt. And for today, to think about 67 years ago today, we landed, the Allies landed on the French coast. And it was so important because until then, we had been fighting the Germans in the air and, you know, bombing and all this. But they had never set foot over there. And this was the beginning of the end for the Nazi Empire. And we pushed forward, of course, into Germany during the war, and the Russians pushed from the east in. Now, just as something else that was in the news, I don't know if you saw it. You know, we talk a lot about the wars that are going on right now in Iraq and Afghanistan. And over the weekend, 5 Americans were killed in Iraq in a rocket attack, and most in one incident in 2 years. And that one 2 years ago was non-combat. It was like a helicopter crash. So 5 Americans were killed in Iraq over the weekend in the latest news from there. And when you add that up with something a blog I wrote last week, that they want to lower the pay. This is on the table now, that Gates is getting pushed from the White House to lower the pay for the military. And it makes you just kind of wonder, just what are they thinking of? What are they thinking of let's even talk about lowering the pay. We're getting people killed in combat. We're engaged in, you know, even though Iraq is winding down, Afghanistan isn't. And we're still, you know, I don't know what the hell we're doing in Libya. But we have this. Now they're saying we have to get rid of this. And let's raise the TRICARE fees, which is the medical coverage for retirees, people who are medically retired or just retired after 20 or 30 years in the service. So let's raise those fees. And then now let's talk about cutting the pay. As Gates says, well, we don't have any problem enlisting or retaining people. And I'm thinking to myself, what are all these changes that are going on? You know, we're looking at through, different commissions on affirmative action. We're looking at different changes. We're looking at in the military. And now we're starting to talk about lower pay. What is the final? What is the end result we're looking for in our military, considering that these wars are not going to stop? These wars that we're in are going to continue. And I don't mean in Afghanistan or Iraq. But what about other places? And if we're going to be building a military and having the most professional military in the world that can do these jobs, then we should be able to take care of this military. So I guess I don't understand what the bottom line on this is. But if you are going to cut the pay, I would hope that you'd start with a commander in chief at his level and work our way down.
Well, I mean, it's a heavy time when you really focus on the fact that it is D-Day and that we've got our men and women in harm's way and 2 different wars and a 3rd one pending. But when we get back from the break, we have Gary Cadd is in the house. He's going to be talking about what's happening locally at City Hall and City Council and Enjoy Magazine. So we'd love to encourage you to the chatters to stay in there, hang in there, and we're going to take a break. Carl and Linda Bott here on KCNR 1460.
There are those who claim that non-hybrid seeds could one day be worth more than gold. We at the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange say, why do you have to choose? The Patriot carries its own line of heirloom non-hybrid seed packs that store for over 4 years at room temperature, and much longer if you refrigerate them. Each combo pack comes with 10 vegetable varieties that will allow you to plant about a quarter of an acre emergency garden. The Patriot also sells 200 and 275 serving dehydrated food pails with a 20-year shelf life to sustain you and your family until your emergency garden kicks in. As always, you can get your emergency food, seeds, gold and silver cheaper at the Patriot than you can on the internet, and that's even after sales tax. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth by buying gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and then wait weeks for delivery. Come to the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and Saturday, 10 to 4, at 3637 Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza, next to the round table, and get peace of mind today for less.
Here we go.
Linda Black on the spot. Linda Black on the spot.
Hey, hey.
Linda Black on the spot. Linda Black on the spot.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me on KCNR 1460 Thursday nights at 6 p.m. We're going to talk about fashion and film, great music, lots of fun, great giveaways, and I want to thank my sponsors for making my show possible. That's the Mount Shasta Mall, Elegant Soul, and California Auto Repair and Smog. See you here Thursday night.
Stroop's Power Equipment in business more than 50 years. Now that's a proven record of excellence to provide you satisfaction for all your power equipment needs. From sales to service of chainsaws to ATVs, Honda, Steel, Husqvarna, Stroop's Power Equipment, all names you can trust. Stop by Stroop's today to start your experience and see what satisfaction really means. Stroop's Power Equipment, located at 2236 Cheering Creek Road, across from the post office.
Hi, it's Melanie Morgan here to tell you about Troopathon.org, an amazing effort to support our brave troops fighting the war on terror. Please join me in thanking the troops for their sacrifice by sponsoring a heartfelt care package of cookies, coffee, and other treats. Troopathon's teaming up with their friends Rush Limbaugh, Mark Levin, Ambassador John Bolton, and many others to help our troops in the fourth annual Troopathon on June 23rd. Please visit Troopathon.org to sponsor a care package for troops on the front lines in Iraq and Afghanistan. Once again, it's Troopathon.org.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:22 in the morning. June the 6th, D-Day, 67 years ago. We talked about that. We talked about cutting pay. That's on the table for our military. And we just got a comment from people that their kids are in the military living day-to-day, or nephew. And then they actually found, they may have found, a drive-in in Marysville.
I think there's one off of Power and Road, if I'm not mistaken, off of 50 in Sacramento. I think they still have those big screens up there. And that's where I saw Jaws in 1972.
Could be.
Yeah. I sat with in a yellow 240Z in line with a girlfriend of mine. We just got off work, and we waited, and I will never be the same.
Well, it's hard to keep the fact that you're scared to death and screaming when you're in a convertible in the drive-in.
Well, we weren't in a convertible.
Oh, okay.
But it was a 240Z.
And then you were screaming and popcorn went everywhere.
I don't think there was popcorn involved.
240Z is kind of like a phone booth with wheels on it.
Yes.
Hey, I talked to my daughter yesterday, and there's 250 or 350 square miles of Arizona is burning.
Wow.
And I talked to my cousin who was down there in Arizona. He goes, this is just unbelievable. Where we're getting all this rain, they've had nothing but drought, hot wind, and it's been up really high temperatures. Well, she lives in Albuquerque, New Mexico. So this is, and the fire's on the eastern border of Arizona. But she says it is so bad that they've got warnings out to people in Albuquerque to wear masks if you're going to go outside,
if you have
any type of health condition. At night, she says that it's difficult because of the smoke to see their next-door neighbors. Now, they don't live in some place that it's an acre away. They live in a suburb where you can hit the other house with a rock. and not even have to throw hard. So, I mean, it must be terrible up there.
I don't know if you had left the room or not, but Trace Adkins, you know, our popular country singer that we love so much, his whole house burnt down. And he had his wife and kids on, and I had a chance to get to know his wife in circles in Nashville, Rhonda, who worked as, you know, really helping him with his career. And they have two daughters. And all I could think about is, it's like when they had those fires in Weaverville, there were artists and people who had years and years of their work. And so here you've got a country singer. And it was an isolated incident for him, by the way. Burnt to the ground. All of his, you know, prize, a motorcycle, his awards.
It's all part of this climate change, global climate change, I'm sure. It's a conspiracy. Anyway, hey, Gary Katz here. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, y'all.
Climate change, Larry.
Yeah, climate change.
It's no longer global warming. It's climate change. Well, I tell you, you know, if this is climate change where we get rained on until June like this, and, of course, Arizona burns. This is only their third largest fire.
Well, that issue would probably bring something up probably for another time, but it would be Shasta County Regional Climate Action Plan Workshop. The county and the cities are actually working to put a climate plan together that would cause retrofits to our homes. I won't go into it now because, like I say, it's something in the future.
But yeah,
it's something,
but you know what? Some of that stuff is like they're saying, okay, if you have a house now, you've got to have it's got to have all this stuff on. It's going to cost you $80,000, but that's not what it says. I mean, it's if you've got an existing home, once in the future you might have to have all this stuff.
Well, actually, what they're saying is they're going to go back because there's 58% of the homes in the county of Shasta that are 1980 and before, and they're putting together a retrofit list that would have to go back and have those homes retrofitted at the cost of the individual. There's no government money coming to do this, and they say that they could force in their workshop information. It says that they could become mandatory. Although I understand that it's that's not really legal.
They can't do that.
They would have to put it on an initiative and have us vote.
You know what? But that's a tax on us. And you know these are things that people throw out there. You know it's scare. You know, let's get scared again. You know there's enough to be scared of out there already. You know, with our government, things like, you know, taxing the internet, not letting kids, even with parents' permission, go, you know, to a tanning booth, taking away your right to buy a box of 22 ammunition without giving your thumbprint. I mean, there's just so many other things that they do out there that are just, you know, that they're doing right now. Mm-hmm. You know, then you hear something like this could be happening, or they're planning on this, you know. Well, I just look at things they're doing, you know, right then, you know, there's enough out there on our plates right now.
Well, there, as far as this climate thing is concerned, I'm staying up with it and becoming active with it, with what's going on. So I'll be able to bring different information to you at different times of what's going forward.
Well, we need to have Doug Craig on, and he's got his viewpoint as that climate change is going on, that if we don't do something about it, seriously do something about it, then we're gonna the planet's gonna die. Mm-hmm. And I want to have Doug on so he can talk about it. And then there's other people that say, hey, look, the world goes through this, our Earth goes through this on a regular basis. It's a cycle that we do where it heats up and things change like this. You know, I don't know. This is something that we need to take a look at. You know, get a couple people in here talking about it, friendly like. Well, you know what? We're going to have, Gary, run out of time for you. No, just kidding. We'll pull you on over to 7:30 after the 7:30 break. But you wanted to come in. There was some more information about the side letter. And I understand this is going to be discussed tomorrow in the city council.
Yes, it is.
And this little side letter thing that everybody said poo-pooed it is all of a sudden it's gotten big. We had one of our listeners write into us saying, you know, a staff member cannot sign anything that has to do with wages. It's got to be the city council does that.
Council didn't even know about the side letter.
Well, and the fact is that they overstepped themselves, and now it's going to be interesting to see what happens tomorrow night, because I understand the staff wants the city council to accept this. So anyway, we've got 30 seconds. Okay. Our guest, Gary Cadd, and we'll have him back at 8 o'clock will be Enjoy Magazine, but we've got a lot of other things we're going to be talking about while we're here, too.
Stay tuned, and we'll be right back here on KCNR 1460.
And join us after the news.
From the Fox Business Network, Wall Street seeing stocks moving lower to kick off the week here at just past 10 a.m. Eastern. The Dow's down 40 points. Dominique Strauss-Kahn pleading not guilty at his arraignment hearing. The former International Monetary Fund chief facing several charges, including attempted rape and sexual abuse. This could be the start of a very lengthy legal battle. During the trial, Strauss-Kahn will remain in lockdown at a 6,800-square-foot Manhattan townhouse. He will only be allowed to leave for court appearances. If convicted, Strauss-Kahn faces up to 25 years in prison. And Apple Chief Executive Steve Jobs is scheduled to be on hand to kick off the company's Worldwide Developers Conference today. He'll give the keynote speech highlighting Apple's latest operating system and a new service called iCloud. The focus will also be on his appearance. Jobs has been out of the public eye since taking another medical leave. Jobs last appeared for the company back in early March to debut the iPad 2. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Robert Gray.
You hear that flat tire sound? You're scared. You can't pick up the kids. You have no time to spare, whatever. Think about this.
Quick Spare!
Quick Spare from Slime, the worldwide leader in tire care. Preferred tire sealant of AAA, Quick Spare. Anything less is only a guess, and you don't want to mess with a flat tire when you got better things to do.
Quick Spare!
Quick Spare. No time to spare.
Be prepared. Plan ahead. Don't get stranded. When you have no time to spare, get Quick Spare from Slime. Available at Walmart.
You've seen all the amazing products on TV. Now find them all in one place. The As Seen on TV store next to Dairy Queen on Churn Creek. If it slices, dices, chops, cooks, cleans, grills, drills, or fixes, they've got it. Just about anything that gets you in shape or simply makes your life a little easier. Over 1,000 As Seen on TV products all in one place. But wait, there's more. No waiting for delivery, no shipping and handling. Take it home today at the As Seen on TV store next to Dairy Queen on Churn Creek Road.
Now, a special announcement for veterans. Over 1,800 American military veterans die each day, many of whom do not receive all of the VA benefits they have earned. The Dignity Memorial Network offers comprehensive services to help eligible veterans and their families receive the VA burial benefits from the U.S. government. Your Dignity Memorial provider knows more about obtaining everything that is owed to you, including monetary burial benefits, a government-issued marker, presidential certificate, and much more. Your local Dignity Memorial provider also offers a planning guide that includes worksheets and valuable information for veterans like you and me. Whether you want to receive the planning guide or you have more immediate needs, your Dignity Memorial provider is here to help. The Dignity Memorial Network, America's leading funeral homes and cemeteries, united to bring you the services you need when it matters most.
Lawncrest Chapel in Memorial Park proudly serves the Reading area. Call 222-1587. That's 222-1587.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Hello, this is Dr. Doug Craig, sponsor and host of Wake Up Call on KCNR every Sunday at 10 a.m. For over 23 years, I have maintained a clinical psychology practice in Redding, specializing in the assessment and treatment of mood, anxiety, and attention disorders in children, adolescents, and adults. ADHD is one of the most common childhood disorders and can continue through adolescence and adulthood. Individuals with ADHD suffer with a neurologically based motivation disorder. While they can focus on things they find interesting, they have difficulty motivating themselves to concentrate on things they find boring, like chores or homework. Individuals with ADHD are easily distracted, disorganized, forgetful, and inattentive. If you have any questions about this or want to learn more, give me a call at 246-7062.
Every little girl gonna be all right.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. PCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and Linda Vaught, 7:35 in the morning, June 6th, the day.
I want to give a shout out. Friday, I took my car in for brakes. And where I really like to go is Reading Wheel and Brake. And they worked on my car a couple years ago. You know how that is. Again, we talk about mechanics and certain parts of your car. It'd be like, okay, you go to your eye doctor, your doctor for your teeth, and or your podiatrist. I really like to go to Reading Wheel and Brake. And they did a great job. I feel safe when I go there, and, you know, they guarantee their work, and they did, you know, just a shout-out, and it's right on Hartnell Avenue next to Big Al's Glass. They're just really efficient, and they are just great people. So thanks for taking care of my left brake. Right. It was like the pads weren't, so it wore out the rotor, and they had to replace the rotor or all that stuff. I don't know what, but anyway. So
I drove
her
car, and I noticed the car
was shaky. So it's really nice. You know,
I don't think the car is supposed to be doing this, huh?
Well, I have a 2002 Lexus, 130,000. I know we're at that place right now, 137,000, I think. And we're at that place right now where there's going to be, you go for a long time and it's really good, and then all of a sudden little things start to go wrong, like your body. You know, like you go really well, and then all of a sudden an eye, something in your eye, and then this and that. You know, I'm not personalizing it or anything, but...
Yeah, you are.
Anyway, Reading Wheel and Brake on Hartnell. Shout out to you guys. Fabulous. Thank you.
All right. Hey, Gary. Okay, let's talk about, there's been another article in the Record Searchlight. Jones and Pacetti said that this thing had never been voted on to push the, even though it had been briefed, it had never been voted on to approve the idea of having people in this contract, having them become part-timers.
That's correct. Going back to the CSAC, the Community Services Advisory Commission, met in November.
And Gary, first of all, if you're just coming back into this for the first time, and it appears that they're doing a privatization study. Let me make sure I'm doing. They're making a privatization study, and what happened is when they did the privatization study and it came out, and they said the city could do the parks work. The city parks work cheaper than a private company.
Correct.
But then it came out was that they had just signed a contract that had to do with this, was that instead of getting full wages and benefits, the union workers were going to become part-time workers. They would get the same union wages, but they would not get the health and retirement benefits. They would get, I guess, a paid vacation. So what it made them was like three-quarter workers, and it dropped their the cost of doing the parks dramatically below what the private firms could do. Now the private firms screamed, "Hey, wait a minute! That's not fair. That's not what we were bidding against." And Jones and Pacetti said, "How did this happen?" It turns out that one of the staff members had negotiated this contract and somehow signed it or put it into effect without the city council knowing it. And we wouldn't have even known that if there was a side letter went out and was delivered to Jones.
Between IBW and the city staff.
In the city, but that was delivered to Jones or Bassetti. And they then said, "Hey, wait a minute." And they came on our show and talked about it. And since then, things have gotten even more rancorous.
The basic thing here, the issue coming up tomorrow night, is from Kurt Starman, city manager. The subject is, there's two parts to this. Affirm that community service should implement six cost-saving measures in the Parks Maintenance Division. One of those six was to allow, it didn't state as a side letter, but to allow staff to put a side letter together. But it didn't, even if it would have been passed, which it wasn't, council didn't even take the issue up back on December the 7th. But staff should have brought it, this letter, before council, and council should have voted on it in open session. This wasn't done. It was hidden. The only time that it came out was on May 23rd at a CSAC meeting. The side letter was given to the CSAC commissioners as the meeting started. So as the meeting ended, they hadn't even had time to read it. That's when this side letter came out, and we found out about it.
Well, there's something else, too. From what I understand, one of our listeners wrote a really thorough investigation into this. And he supposedly sent it on to Silas Lyons and other people. But what it says essentially is it's illegal for a staff member to have anything to do with contracting, you know, for salaries and everything. The staff member can't do this. It's got to be the city council that signs off on this.
Well, they sign off on it and put it into effect. Yeah, city council.
But they put it in effect essentially without the city council because they thought the city council had approved it.
Well, yeah, but this is a long leap. I mean, you go back and you look at the video from December the 7th, and you can't get there from here.
Yeah, even the Record Searchlight looked at it and said, hey, you know, we can't see that. That was never voted on. It was, in fact, they went back and said, you know, this is one way of doing it, but we need to have, you know, private firms also to come in here, give them a chance at it. And that was passed 3-2.
Mm-hmm. And if you go back and listen to that video, the council on December 7th, did not even discuss the cost-cutting proposal or even acknowledge them in their discussions, which they didn't.
Right, but it had been briefed on. Had been briefed by Kim Niemeyer.
Kim Niemeyer. Well, yeah. That was the staff report leading into this issue. But once the council went forward and started discussing the issue, they never even brought up these six steps at all, these six measures.
Well, this whole thing is a mess, and we got to take a break. This is Carl Lindebot. You know, the reason it's a mess is this. Is not that it's not saving money for the city, and we had the IBEW call in and talk about this. That it does save money, and this was something that they did to, and I'm not saying the union was wrong at this at all. What they did was they saved jobs and they looked at the future. I think what it is that this was done without the city council knowing about it, and this is what has gotten people. It should get people just a little bit upset about it, because if the staff can just go ahead and do this, why have the city council? Let's talk about that when we get back. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460, 7:41 in the morning, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Nibbling on sponge cake, watching the sun bake.
Human success is produced not so much by great pieces of good fortune that seldom happen, as by little advantages that occur every day. Ben Franklin was a wise man. Great wisdom cannot be ignored. Five Star Bank wants to be your hardworking partner in success. In today's changing landscape, Five Star Bank understands that emerging businesses need those little advantages on a daily basis. Five Star Bank knows that businesses need to create new markets and established businesses need to stay competitive. Whether you are looking for a banking partner to help you build your business, your real estate portfolio, or tackle that addition on your home, look to Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank is ready to partner with you to acquire, develop, and finance property. Yes, good things can happen. Smart people doing good business. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call us at 223-6652. On the web, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Today, four-door crew cabs are extremely popular, but being very big is a disadvantage if the frame is damaged in a collision. Don's Deck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. These big vehicles need special equipment to repair their long, tough frames. Where do you find the biggest frame rack in Northern California? At Coachmaster, of course. Our machine is 28 feet long, weighs 5,000 pounds, and has over 100 tons of combined pulling power. The pull towers alone weigh 750 pounds each. Doesn't it make sense that the frame machine should be bigger and stronger than the vehicle? Now, there are plenty of small machines around, and we have those too, for use on small and medium vehicles. But we found them inadequate as trucks got larger. It's like hunting elephants with a spear. It's inadequate, but sometimes it worked, if you were lucky. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
See what you've been missing. At Advantage Eye Care, we perform eye exams from the age of 3 months to 100 years old. No insurance, no problem. Advantage Eye Care has complete eyewear packages with 2-year warranties. We have all the top designer lines and frames for all budgets. We also have the latest design progressive lenses with preform design with easier adaption and wider reading areas. Dr. Leia has been in Reading and in business for 20 years. Advantage Eye Care. We take the time to assess your eye care needs, from treatment of eye disease to the latest in high-definition contact lenses. We'll provide you with the care you've been looking for. We take the time. You see the difference.
Advantage Eye Care, 223-2325. Located at 1751 Hartnell Avenue, Suite 1. Call 223-2325.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite. B&T Satellite, don't call the 800 number. Call 244-1988 and Doug Tooley. He puts in Dish Satellite. He can give you a deal on HD, hundreds of channels at great prices. He guarantees his work. He's a local guy. The money stays here in town. He's pushing and growing his business because of the service he gives. It's just great. We use him at our house for Dish, and had never had a problem. That's Doug Tooley, 244-1988. Hey, our guest today is Gary Cadd, and we have somebody waiting on the line we haven't heard from lately. John, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda in absentia. And good morning, Dad, Bob, and Gary.
How'd you know she just walked out? How'd you know she just walked out there?
If I missed anybody.
No.
Okay.
What's up?
So the city manager's office arbitrarily modified a union contract, and they represented themselves in this modification as the approving authority. And now, retroactively, are asking for approval of this side letter and asking permission to modify contracts in the future without council knowledge or authority.
Correct.
Wow.
In fact, if you look at what they're talking about tomorrow, is for the city council to vote on, is read that one passage to them, Gary. There's two things they want them to do.
They want to affirm the Community Service Department should implement 6 cost-saving measures in the Parks Maintenance Division and affirm that the city manager is authorized to execute side letters of agreement that pertain to minor operational issues with the city bargaining units.
This is just plain unbelievable.
Well, my question is what's minor? First of all, because something minor to the staff may be major to me. And when we say operational issues, does that mean budget issues? Or is an operational issue something like, we need permission to fill up these potholes over here on Placer Street?
Well, this one does mention bargaining units on it. But the thing with it is now they've already done something. We don't know how many other side letters there are out there. But they've already...
Bargaining contracts are bargaining units.
Right. But we don't know how many side letters might be out there. And the thing with it is the cow's already out of the barn. Now they're coming back and saying, oh, we messed up. We got to go back and ask council to put this through. Now, is council going to rubber stamp this issue? Or is council going to stand up and do what's right for we, the people of the city of Reading, and say, no, we are, the 5 people in the council, we are the governing body of this city, not
and
city staff.
And are going to do our job.
Right.
Because it's their job.
Yeah. That's exactly right.
You know, the question I have is that when we start going into minor operational things, and if it is about budgets, we need to talk about that. And then the other part of it is, why wouldn't the city council be, why shouldn't they be briefed on it, on things that are going on like that? And the third thing is any time that you have money changing hands, then... And when I say money changing hands, I'm not saying there's anything nefarious going on here. And look, I'm giving people the benefit of the doubt. There could be been a mistake that they thought it had been approved. But how many other things are out there? How many other side letters, like you said?
Let me ask you a question. Since all of the staff management is under employment contracts, doesn't this then give the city manager's office the opportunity to modify those contracts without council's approval?
Sure does.
Well, you know what? That'd be a big question I'd ask tonight, or tomorrow night. You say, you know, so can you approve your own contracts?
That certainly sounds like what, or at least modify it.
Well, another thing you got to stop and look at too, council actually told staff and the community service department to send out a request for proposal to the private sector just to see a quote, just to see what the difference could be if the private sector could take care of the parks less expensive than what the city's doing. Then all of a sudden the city turns around and changes the playing field. So instead of talking apples to apples, we're talking apples to oranges.
Yeah. Well, right. And, you know, the other thing, too, is that Dick Dickerson said and Francie had said, well, you know what, but the private sector can go out and research what the what the city's paying, and then they can underbid them. They voted against that. But as it turns out, as it was pointed out, that was not a problem. They didn't research anything. They just came in there with a price thinking that they could match what was going on, not realizing that they had dropped the cost without telling anybody.
Carl, can I suggest a hypothetical dialogue that might have taken place?
As long as it takes 1 minute or less.
It will. Mayor McKay to Starman, did you originate this side letter altering the union contract for the park workers? Starman, well, yes, I did. It was just to save you and the council having to make a difficult decision that you all could be held accountable for. Mayor McKay, oh, okay, well, in that case, good job. Starman, you're very welcome. And by the way, this isn't a problem in the future. I'm going to take to council to I'm going to ask them to approve a measure giving me authority to modify any of the contracts in the future so you folks won't have to be bothered with the nonsense of me breaking the law in the future, okay? Mayor McKay, well, I don't know about the others, but I think it's a great idea. I never did like dealing with the unions anyway, and it will be much easier for you to correct these problems with your own contract that way. Great job, Kurt.
I think we'll take a break on that. Thank you, John. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:50 in the morning on June the 6th, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Place your bets and get ready for the action at Wind River Casino as they offer the hottest variety of table games in the North State. Everyday favorites like blackjack. Is single-deck blackjack hand-picked more your style? Three-card poker, four-card poker, fortune pie gal poker. The notorious blackjack tournaments are back. Plus, coming soon, very soon to the pit, mystery card roulette. For more information, log on to WindRiver.com. Better yet, come on down and join us for your ultimate table gaming experience at Wind River Casino. It's better on the river.
If poker is your passion, stop by Wind River Casino and play in the River's Edge Poker League Series. This series runs through September. Play in any poker tournament any day of the week to earn points. Finish in the top 20 in each of our nightly tournaments and earn your way to be one of the top 50 point earners. Who will end up being the ultimate poker player at our card room? It could be you. The top 50 point earners and one guest will be hosted to an awards dinner and a $1,000 free roll tournament. It's better on the river.
Is something in your life challenging you? Do you have the motivation to create a change? Where does that come from? What inspires you? I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, your host for the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, streaming live from KCNR1460.com. And I'm always working hard to find that one motivating piece of information to help you make the changes you so desire. Wake up to your life. Tune in to the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, 11 to noon. We talk about everything important: your health, thoughts, beliefs, relationships, sex, love, struggles, and triumphs. Nothing is off limits. Your stories are welcomed. Every Saturday, 11 to noon, the Conscious Living Show, right here on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Hi, folks. This is Darrell Waltrip. You know, as a three-time Winston Cup champion, now I know something about good machines. That's why, for my new home, I chose Water Furnace Geothermal Heating and Cooling. You see, to be the best, you've got to use the best. And a geothermal system from Water Furnace is the best way to heat and cool your home. It's efficient and reliable, plus it'll cut your energy bills by up to 60%. So call your local Water Furnace dealer today.
Like Darrell Waltrip says, a water furnace system is a winning combination of energy savings, exceptional comfort, and reliable performance. And with today's skyrocketing cost of electric rates and costly tiers, you could save up to 70% in heating, cooling, and hot water costs. Consider the smart switch to a geothermal comfort system or turbocharge your existing furnace with an add-on unit. For more information, see Crystal Air on the web at www.crystalair.info or call 530-623-1000.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Good morning, North State. Don't let this weather get you down.
In fact, you can say good morning,
Welcome
world.
To my world.
You can say world. We're streaming everywhere.
KCNR1460, come and join us. Lift up those attitudes. 80% of showers today, high 71. Slight chance of showers tonight with low of 53. That's our forecast. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Okay, we love Tobacco and Brew. And by the way, we are going to be pounding this home the next few weeks on the 24th of June. It is our fundraiser at the Tobacco and Brew fund room there. Carl, it's a $5 admission fee, and come see Carl dance. We're raising funds for the Shasta Women's Refuge. And as you know, Carl is going to be dancing with the stars. And part of our deal is to raise funds, and that's our big fundraiser night. So we're going to have a DJ, and there'll be champagne and hors d'oeuvres and some great dancing and some surprise guests. So that is June 24th, Tobacco and Brew. Shelley and Joe, do so much for our community. And don't forget Espresso Joe's, inside Tobacco and Brew.
Are you going to be there, Gary?
Yes.
Gary's going to come. Bad Bob? You going to be there?
It's on the calendar, sir.
Are you going to be there, Bad Bob? Don't tell me it's on the calendar. I use that answer.
Well, you know, that's part of the whole Brenda Belongi Entertainment. They do.
They support
the Shasta
everything.
Women's Refuge. So,
okay,
and
Gary,
Dancing with
one,
the Stars.
One last
Great
thing
job.
Here is for the, we get back here. We've got a few minutes left. Is that the staff brought this up. The staff brought up these six things.
Yes.
They briefed it to the city council.
Yes.
There was no action at all on the city council's part.
None.
So, you know, before we go after the staff totally, let's spread this out a little bit, because it was briefed. It was, they knew about it. There was no action taken on it. Now, no action in some places means, okay, then we're not going to do anything about it. Other things could be silence means consent. Hey, this is a good idea that they didn't say no, then let's go forward and use some initiative here. Boom, boom, boom.
The only problem with that is the city council did not know or have any idea of this going on. When the city council became aware of what was in the side letter, was on May the 23rd.
Yeah, we're not talking side letter. We're talking about when they came up and briefed the way to save the money. And then they went out, but they did address it in the sense of, fine, but we want to go out and get some bids also from the private community. So I guess it was addressed in that sense.
Well, you can say that, but I think the biggest part of what the city was trying to do was trying to get the council away from looking at privatization.
Well, I probably believe that too.
And council was saying, no, we want to look at this. They just want to look at it.
Right. And then things were changed that way. Mm-hmm. Okay. Anyway, they're going to be discussing this tomorrow, Tuesday.
Right.
And it's going to be an interesting, it's going to be an interesting day or night on Tuesday night this could get into a cat fight.
Yeah, we really haven't had the time, but there is a whole scenario starting from a year ago where this whole issue has evolved up to what's happened now. And when you go through and look at it, it makes you wonder who's running the city.
Well, I guess that we'll find that out. There's comments in here saying, I can't believe that the city council didn't know about it, that maybe it was just Bassetti and Jones. But that's not what I understand from everybody else, says the same thing. Nobody else knew about it either.
How could they have known about it when it wasn't public? It was held back from the letter was signed on March the 18th. The letter became public on May the 23rd when it was handed out to CSAC members. So, I mean, how can it... There's a lot of places where the city, the council members don't know what's going on. They don't know what wages are because council or staff won't give it to them. So they got to get the horse in front of the cart. What we need to do is the council needs to have the backbone to tell staff that we're running the show and you come to us.
Well, the thing about this one with the with the side letter is that it can be changed within 90 days. So that means
done away with. Yes,
can be done away with. I think I'd say it's fine to the staff, whoever engineered this, is, hey, does this last for a year? You get an attaboy. If it doesn't last a year and only lasts like 3 or 4 months, then maybe you ought to, the next thing you sign ought to be your letter of resignation.
Yeah, because the way the letter's written, though, either one of the parties,
that's right,
the city staff, not council, but the
city staff can do it,
or the union, with 90 days notice, can do away with this side letter.
Yeah.
And so there's not a thing you can do about it. It's already done.
Yeah.
So council has to turn around and say, hey, that baby's gone.
Yeah, this is going to be interesting tomorrow night. And, I hate to think that, people are doing end arounds and all that. But anyway, hey, we've got to take a break here for the news. Our guest has been Gary Cadd.
Thank you.
When we come back, we'll expect you back Wednesday, too,
yes,
to talk about what's happening. Our guest, starting at 8 o'clock, is Enjoy Magazine. We're going to have a great time talking about what's going on in the North State. This is Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. For the second time in as many weeks, the U.S. Supreme Court rules in favor of one kind of crackdown on illegal immigrants involving employers. Fox Radio's Jared Halpern, live in Washington.
This law comes from Hazleton, Pennsylvania, and denies permits to businesses that hire illegal immigrants and fines landlords who rent to them. A federal appeals court struck down the law. But the High Court is vacating that ruling, ordering the lower court to re-examine the case. Last week, the Supreme Court upheld a similar Arizona law, also targeting businesses who hire illegal workers. Lisa?
Jared, the High Court, though, refusing to take up the fight over a California law that gives illegal immigrants a break on college tuition. An emphatic not guilty plea in New York from the former head of the IMF, accused of assaulting a chambermaid. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso, live at the courthouse.
Lisa, at his arraignment hearing here in Manhattan Criminal Court,
Mr. Strascon entered a plea of not guilty,
denying all charges against him as he stood next to his wife and defense lawyer Ben Brathman and paving the way for a trial. Meantime, the lawyer for the alleged victim condemning speculation that his client made up the attack, saying the truth will come out when she testifies. Strascon, meantime, is now back at his rented New York City apartment and under house arrest. Lisa?
Thanks, Jeff. A former Pennsylvania senator runs for president, making it official in Somerset, Pennsylvania, where Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson is live.
Lisa, it's a gorgeous day here in southwest Pennsylvania. This is the town where Rick Santorum's grandfather came from Italy to work the coal mines, and it's where the man who says he is the consistent conservative is about to formally declare his run for the White House. From here, for Santorum, it's off to Iowa. That's where he hopes his position will pay off among the conservative Christians that make up a good chunk of the electorate. Lisa?
Thanks, Rich. Wall Street right now, the Dow down 33 points. You're listening to Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
The Home Depot is powering contractors with a powerful new paint, Kills Pro X. Specially created for professional jobs, it sprays easily and dries fast, so you'll save time applying it. And since you don't have to visit a specialty paint shop to pick it up, you'll save time and money buying it. It's the name you've trusted for years, now in paint made for pros. Kills Pro X, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Week, same hot seat for ex-Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich, in for more cross-examination at his corruption retrial. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper, live in Chicago.
Lisa, the government got just 1 hour of questioning in before the weekend break in Rod Blagojevich's retrial. It started off fiery, and today could be more of the same. A prosecutor asked Blagojevich whether he was a convicted liar. The ex-governor calmly replied, yes. Lying to feds was the only charge Blagojevich was found guilty of in his first trial. He's being retried on 20 charges, including trying to sell or trade President Obama's old Senate seat. He has denied any wrongdoing. Lisa?
Thanks, Jennifer. Filling the president's old Senate seat, a process that ultimately ended up in a court fight over whether it's constitutional to have an appointee serve beyond the next regularly scheduled election instead of just serving out someone else's unfinished term. The U.S. Supreme Court has just announced it will not grant that case. further review. With hundreds of square miles already charged, this is a bad forecast for eastern Arizona.
Sustained winds of 25 to 40 miles per hour, these strong winds, coupled with low humidity and warm temperatures, will allow wildfires to spread rapidly.
Fox meteorologist Maria Molina, several mountain communities evacuated as the wildfire fight continues. More flooding evacuations in the Midwest. The Army Corps of Engineers warning that a levee near the Iowa-Missouri border could fully breach as snow melt and spring rain create a record flow along the Missouri River. What had been a celebration in Yemen over the president leaving the country for surgery is turning instead to more clashes between pro- and anti-government forces, at least six deaths reported. And there's late word of a possible ambush by security forces in one Syrian town. State-run Syrian television saying 28 policemen were killed, a correction by armed groups. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 and Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, 8:05 on June the 6th, 67 years ago today. The Greatest Generation was landing on the beaches of Normandy. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live worldwide on KCNR1460.com. Good morning, honey.
Oh, good morning. It's Monday. And
weather.
Weather today is going to be 80% chance of showers. Well, we already know what that means. Rain.
Mine was 100% when I was walking around out there. You know, your chance may be 80, but I'm wet. So.
I wore white today. I just didn't care. I said, okay, it's dark out, but I have to be spring. So anyway, chance of showers today, high of 71, currently 59 degrees if you're just tuning in here on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio. And this portion of the show is brought to you by?
B&T Satellite. B&T Satellite, 244-1988. Don't call the 800 number. Doug Tooley is a local guy. He does great work. And he's a veteran. He takes care of service here. He guarantees his work. And he's local, 244-1988. We can't say enough about him and Dish Satellite and what they do. And they also, they're also backing our dancing, my dancing, and the Dancing with the Stars. They've come in and are sponsoring me, and where the money's all going.
Sidebar.
All going to Women's Refuge.
That's right. Shasta County Women's Refuge. Elizabeth.
We have Elizabeth on the phone.
And there we go ahead. Elizabeth, please, join us.
Good morning. Well, good for you for wearing white. I like the optimism. And it is after Memorial Day.
It is Memorial Day. Absolutely.
Hey, I think,
is
it?
I
don't have socks on. Doesn't that mean anything?
So, Elizabeth, welcome to the program. And what is on your mind today?
Well, I wanted to call and let everybody know what we're doing at the Reading Tea Party tonight. We're going to have Kathy Darling, who is... our county registrar, and she's going to come in and show all of the folks what the new proposed supervisorial district lines are. There's been a citizens committee that has been meeting for a few months now, and they have worked diligently to look at all of the numbers and from just a really practical and logistical standpoint try to clean up the supervisorial district lines. And I've been attending those meetings, and I can say that the new proposed supervisor districts for Shasta County are very logical and should please everyone. So Kathy's going to be at our meeting tonight to share that information with all of the folks, and she's really been trying to get citizen input from the public for quite some time now. And the Board of Supervisors will be meeting later this month to look at those new lines that have been drawn, and they ultimately will vote on it. So it's a great opportunity. You know, we all live in some district in Shasta County, and it's a great opportunity to step in and speak up if you have anything on your mind about that.
I don't guess there's any chance at all of just having the Reading supervisory district just kind of be on my block. Of course, I'd probably lose there because I'm always harassing people. But anyway. And what time's that? Okay, so tonight, what time?
Yeah, 6 o'clock, 2570 South Bonneville Road at the Bonneville Baptist Church.
Well, thank you so much, Elizabeth, for calling us every Monday.
And I think the sun's coming out tomorrow, so have a
it
great
is.
Week to look
We're
forward to.
We're supposed to be having 80. Up to 80 degrees this week, which means next week it'll be 142.
Yeah, and it's green right now, and next week it'll be dry and yellow.
Oh, no.
No. It's beautiful out right now. It really is.
It just means it burns the roses right off the bushes.
Yeah.
Stop.
Okay.
Have a good week.
Thank
you.
Great. Thanks, Elizabeth. You know, before we get to our guest, why don't we take a quick break and we have the
rest
we'll of
the take
time
a break.
With them.
And coming up, we have, of course, Yvonne Mazzotta and Rhonda Ball from Enjoy Magazine. We're going to talk about what's going on in this fabulous, is it rather thick, June issue. There's some good stuff going on here. We'll be right back after these messages.
Her hair is hollow gold. Lips sweet surprise. Her hands are never cold. She's got Betty Davis eyes.
Hello, this is Adrian Malley with Reading Electric Utility. Please join the City of Reading for the 11th Annual City of Reading Energy Fair, Saturday, June 18th from 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the Sundial Bridge. The Energy Fair will once again feature over 40 local vendors demonstrating home performance, energy efficiency, water conservation products, technologies, and the new plug-in electric and fuel-efficient vehicle. Activities for the kids, bonus rebates, free asphalt cowboys, pancake breakfast, drawing for Energy Star appliances, home energy makeover, and more. Learn how to conserve energy, save money, and how you can make a positive impact for your family and our community. See you June 18th beginning at 8 a.m. at the Sundial Bridge. For more information, call 339-7300. Sponsored by Reading Electric Utility. REU, celebrating 90 years of outstanding electricity service for the Reading community.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
You want the best for your parents. After all, they've always been there for you. Now, as you consider living options, don't settle for anything less than the best. Shasta Estates is Reading's premier independent retirement living community, offering a lifestyle unlike any other. They help seniors flourish with three delicious chef-prepared meals daily, and the safety and security of live-in managers available day and night, plus a robust social calendar with a variety of enriching activities and so much more. Plus, these amenities and all utilities, except phone, are covered in one convenient month-to-month rent with no buy-in fees. Shasta Estates has a combined management team of over 25 years' experience. Visit Shasta Estates today for a complimentary tour and meal, located at 1350 Buenaventura Boulevard. Call Shasta Estates at 243-3014 or visit us online at www.holidaytouch.com. Shasta Estates is offering incredible summer incentives, starting with a 5-year rent freeze. So hurry and call today. That's Shasta Estates at 243-3014.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm a Free Fire Media. Carl
Love the song.
8:13 in the morning, June 6th.
Great way to start Monday.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by Advantage Eye Care with Dr. Joseph Lea. I'm just going to keep going here.
Keep going.
I'm just
going to
keep going. You're
time.
Not
going
to slow me down. Dr. Joseph Lea at 1751 Hartnell Avenue. He is our optometrist. We are happy with him. He's been in Reading for 20 years. He's got an on-site lab, the latest design, progressive lenses, contact lenses, glasses for the whole family. This man does a great job for you. You know, you only got two eyes. So you want to have somebody take care of him that knows what he's doing, and that's Dr. Joseph Lea. 223-2325. or 1751 Hartnell Avenue. Please, go on out and see him. If it's time for an eye exam, and it should be for some of you, go out and see the doctor.
Well, we have the gals in from Enjoy Magazine. That is, of course, our beautiful Mrs. Mazzotta. I love that. I'm going to talk to you. I'm going to do a little sidebar here for a minute and run the ball. I wanted to talk to you about Dancing with the Stars because, you know, Carl's dancing this year, July 9th. And you had entered, what, 3 years ago?
Yes.
Can you share a little bit about your story with how it was for you to dance with the stars?
I think it was one of the most humbling but rewarding experiences of my life. I think we learned so much from the youth. That's what it was for me. My partner was incredible, and he made me stretch further than I ever thought I could stretch. So that's what I loved about it. And, you know, of course, it's a very rewarding experience for all that's involved in the fundraising as well.
Well, Yvonne, you are a very elegant woman, and I just remember watching you dance with such grace and prepare for it. And so that's, I think, what happens with this show is that you see it bringing out the best in people.
Absolutely.
And then again, so I just wanted to hear from you, because Carl is in the midst now and 3 days a week rehearsing with Kathy Babcock as his mm-hmm. partner. And
I just want to end when the music ends. And not hurt Kathy. That's my first priority, is not to hurt Kathy, because we're doing some.
She's tough. She can handle it.
But, you know, these lifts where I'm throwing her 15 feet in the air, and she's doing these double back flips, and I'm catching her.
You need to practice at home.
Well, okay. That's a whole other story. We'll go into another program. Yvonne Mazzotta and Rhonda Ball, of course, from Enjoy Magazine. And we love this portion every month when we get to hear from you what is going on with the newest issue. They always seem to just something magical about each month. In June, you've covered some wonderful things in Trinity County and elsewhere. So let us hear what's going on.
Well, I think I'll start with the Fired Up story. This is about blacksmithing, and there's a blacksmith shop in Shasta, an old Shasta, and it's operable, and people can go there and take lessons and learn how to become blacksmiths, and I think it's a pretty neat story because it's kind of a lost art. A lot of things you can make with recycled metals and there's some really neat stuff out there.
And it's just kind of like the anvil is hot, that kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
It's just, you're just banging. It's not just banging. I mean, you have to learn
the heat and the right temperature and how to.
Having taken a farrier's course,
uh-huh.
There's one thing that should always, that you don't think of it. But
well,
when
explain
you're,
what
when
a
you're
farrier
pounding
is.
The iron.
Explain what farrier is.
Well, it's a horseshoe. But
okay.
You're working the shoes, and they're, you know, that you're pounding them on the anvil, and they're hot. That anvil gets hot,
mm-hmm.
and you don't really realize that. So somebody says, "Hey, let's move this anvil over there," and you reach down and you grab.
Oh,
so there's a blacksmith. You're saying there's an actual blacksmithing class that you can take to teach the old ways, and that's an old Shasta.
Yes, yes. Walt Evans is one of the teachers, and he's been doing it. He hasn't been doing it for very long. I think 3 years ago is when he started. And the whole shop was built by volunteers, and it just sounds like a really fun thing to do, if that's your thing.
Page 20.
It really is. It really is. I mean, you're surprised what you can make with metal and a hammer.
And they'll have a demonstration on the 18th of June from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m.
That's great. See, that's the kind of thing that, you know, we really love. First of all, we love the Enjoy Store.
Mm-hmm.
And I like getting things from the Enjoy Store and sending things from the Enjoy Store. And everything is local and hand-stamped and all this great stuff and little rocks that have little, you know, I've got a wonderful gift for my birthday. But you always send the magazine along. So people outside of Reading and the North State can see how wonderful and culturally forward in certain circumstances and how beautiful we have it in the North State.
Mm-hmm.
Such as like this is a throwback in history, but it's still a wonderful thing that we can be educated with these classes. Now, what else do you have?
Well, you know, Yvonne could probably talk about the store because mm-hmm. every month we are trying to do a special basket for the season. Well, it's Father's Day in June, so we have some really neat baskets you can put together for Father's Day.
Right, June 19th is Father's Day. It's coming up, and we're calling our store the Pop Shop. So right now we have our crates, and you can fill them with anything you wish, you know, whatever dollar amount you want to go with, or you just tell us, you know, hey, I want $35 basket, and we'll put something together for Dad. And I love it because we've got vinegars, we've got oil, olive oils, we've got specialty cookies, and they're actually shortbread cookies, not just sugar cookies, hand decorated. We've got these great little bird houses. So sweet. We have handcrafted pens. We have, gosh, just anything that you can think of. You got to come in the store and just shop, and we'll put it together. We'll wrap it really beautifully,
guys,
with a great bow. Yeah.
Hey, guys, this isn't just for girls either. I mean, I've gone in there and found really great things you can find in there in that store.
It's a great place to shop local, stay local.
It's books. It's everything. It's in there. So it's great.
Talk about handcrafted. I mean, when you talk about the story that Rhonda was just talking about, you really, when you go in the store, you see all kinds of handcrafted things from the area.
And the wood is especially, I just want to do a shout out to whoever your wood maker was, because we bought gave me the light bulb. Of course, my dad loves to cook, and he's quite just loves our salt and pepper shaker, which we got from you, which was this beautiful individual hand carved salt shaker and pepper shaker. So that's what we're going to get, Dad. I just thought about that. Do you have those still, or some kind of like?
I think so, yeah.
Good. We'll be in, of course, and for the basket. We're going to take a break, and we're going to come back. We have the folks from Enjoy Magazine here on KCNR 1460.
Hi, folks. This is Darrell Waltrip. You know, as a three-time Winston Cup champion, now I know something about good machines. That's why, for my new home, I chose Water Furnace Geothermal Heating and Cooling. You see, to be the best, you've got to use the best. And a geothermal system from Water Furnace is the best way to heat and cool your home. It's efficient and reliable, plus it'll cut your energy bills by up to 60%. So call your local Water Furnace dealer today.
Like Darrell Waltrip says, a water furnace system is a winning combination of energy savings, exceptional comfort, and reliable performance. And with today's skyrocketing cost of electric rates and costly tiers, you could save up to 70% in heating, cooling, and hot water cost. Consider the smart switch to a geothermal comfort system, or turbocharge your existing furnace with an add-on unit. For more information, see Crystal Air on the web at www.crystalair.info or call 530-623-1000.
Hi, it's Melanie Morgan here to tell you about Troopathon.org, an amazing effort to support our brave troops fighting the war on terror. Please join me in thanking the troops for their sacrifice by sponsoring a heartfelt care package of cookies, coffee, and other treats. Troopathon's teaming up with their friends Rush Limbaugh, Mark Levin, Ambassador John Bolton, and many others to help our troops in the fourth annual Troopathon on June 23rd. Please visit Troopathon.org to sponsor a care package for troops on the front lines in Iraq and Afghanistan. Once again, it's Troopathon.org.
Hi, I'm Frank Galusha, your host for My Outdoor Buddy Radio from 6 to 7 Saturday mornings here at KCNR 1460 AM. Our show is packed with fishing, hunting, and outdoor news you can use. All brought to you by Coachmaster, Loyal Pet Food, Rolling Hills Casino, Sevillano Lynx, The Belligerent Duck, and Vaughn Sporting Goods. Tune us in for the latest fishing, hunting, and outdoor news at KCNR 1460 AM. Or listen to the show at myoutdoorbuddy.com.
June 14th, Second Tuesday Club meets at Nipah's for Thai food.
Like Nipah It in the Bud?
That's what I should have done when we started these announcements.
Yeah, well, it's too late now.
Please join our Haven Humane supporters Tuesday, June 14th at Nipah's on Churn Creek Road. Besides a great meal, your support will continue to help Haven Humane Society provide shelter and homes to the hundreds of unwanted and abused pets in Shasta County. Nipah's kindly donates a portion of their proceeds to Haven's efforts.
Won't you please help us help them?
We don't get many second chances. This one could save your life. A TIA, or transient ischemic stroke, is a mini stroke. Symptoms usually go away within 24 hours and you feel fine again. But if you don't get to a stroke center or hospital fast, you risk a full-fledged stroke that can change your life forever. Don't take that chance. Contact National Stroke Association at 1-800-STROKES or visit stroke.org and find out more about recognizing stroke symptoms fast. Do it now, while there's still time.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Good morning. Currently 59 degrees here at KCNR. The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. This is 1460 on your dial. Don't you love the songs, the bump music, the bug plan? Can you see it? Talk about us. That was not the Go-Go's.
Yeah.
Was that the Go-Go's?
Yeah.
Oh, God. So you guys are so Go-Go's. You know, you're so Go-Go when. No, in Enjoy Magazine, I love Enjoy Magazine. It's informative. It's hip. It brings you right into the center of everything that's going on in the North State culturally. And if you're just tuning in, we have Rhonda Ball and Yvonne Mazzotta. And we've covered this blacksmith shop. Right now, we're going into another one of the features that you have. What do we have?
Well, we have a houseboat story, which is, if you've never done it, it's a lot of fun out on Lake Shasta. But they also have them on Trinity Lake. They have them in Oroville or at, what is the lake?
We should do a fundraiser. We should do a fundraiser on
it. It's so much fun.
And Bad Bob's always said, let's do a live remote. Let's do a live remote and, like, auction off, special tickets to go on this houseboat and see, you know. Like, there's no time limit, so you can stay till 4.
Houseboating is fun, and you can do it all year. The off-seasons, obviously, are less expensive. And I actually went there in December for my honeymoon when I got married 20 years ago, 25 years ago. And we went 3 days after Christmas, and we're there for New Year's Day. And it was there was nobody there. It was cold, and it was foggy, but it was so much fun. It was relaxing, and I've gone on a houseboat with a lot of people. So you rent a houseboat and you go with 4 or 5 different couples and play cards and water ski, and it's
just relaxing.
It's a lot of fun.
So do they teach you, if you don't have boating experience, but you know, I haven't gone in depth in the story, but when you leave the dock, how does that happen for people who are just coming to vacation or they just want to get away?
Well, they tell you how to do everything.
So you just gotta, like, reverse wow.
Yeah, it's really fun. It's really, and the boats are, some of them are pretty extravagant.
This could be a good man gift.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun, really. And Lake Shasta is so beautiful.
Wow. Or a good girlfriend trip out.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
It would be fun.
Yeah. No stories afterwards, you know. Got to just be careful with that one.
What happens on the houseboat
stays on the houseboat.
Okay, girl.
Just what exactly can happen on the houseboat, girls? I mean, in the middle of Lake Shasta.
Little submarines
coming up on what?
Those jet skis can bring a lot of different things on board.
Let's get back to
weird.
Work
okay. Okay, what's next?
We have to give a shout out to our advertisers, and the advertisers are what pay for the magazine, and that's why the magazine is free. So I think that we need to do that a little more often. And Yvonne has somebody to talk about right now.
Yeah, well, I want to talk a little bit about in-house marketing, which is our marketing company. It's our design company inside of the Enjoy Magazine studio. So what we do is we build brands. And some of the great relationships we've made is one of them is with Redding Durham. And this month we have a photo of an ad with a photo of a woman kind of looking up, kind of wondering, okay, what went wrong? Something I ate, medication, something. We all kind of every once in a while wake up with this rash or something that we don't know how to fix
it. You did not get it on the houseboat,
no,
by the way.
No.
So.
And so find out. I mean, they have a same-day, next-day service, which is unbelievable with dermatology.
That is, because you can call up and be, again, like you said, really, really concerned with something, and they'll see you that day or the next day. So there's something peaceful about,
Absolutely. Okay,
I can get in and get care right away.
Right, right.
Fabulous.
And they're amazing. And that's why we call it Skintelligence, because it's all about the intelligence that's there and your skin. So I just wanted to talk a little bit about them. They're a wonderful company. We also are representing the Malakis, Richard and Ann Malaki, and they're going to be relocating to a brand new facility, and it's called Summit Medical and Dental Arts.
We like Richard Malaki. He's been on here. He
amazing.
Is funny. And we talk about things, and he's a good guy.
And we've had people.
He's a shooter too.
Yeah,
I like
we
that.
Talked about that straight shooter. But we had people while he was on in the chat room saying that that he helped save them, their lives. That he did. He was like the wonderful doctor, and after they blah blah blah, he couldn't explain it. He just went right there and helped them. So yeah, he gets rave reviews.
Absolutely, and they're opening this new facility, state of the art, beautiful. And the really cool thing is, their son just graduated from medical school, and their daughter is in dental school.
Wow.
So they're, I think, hoping to...
Following in mom and dad's footsteps.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Pass the torch, and hopefully one day they'll be in that same facility doing their thing. So they're wonderful people. And we just... In-house marketing is really a really near and dear to my heart, because we get to build these incredible relationships with our advertisers.
You also have done the Mount Shasta Mall. You created a whole visual poster that was beautiful, and I remember we don't have it right now at this very second, but we've had it up there for the past year about all the different events, and I thought, wow, who did this? And then I found out it was you, and I was so impressed with just, you know, the work that you have done, like you said, in building brands and your in-house marketing, and that you've got the store there and what you guys are creating in the community. We're going to have to take a break.
Okay.
We're here with Rhonda Ball and Yvonne Mazzotta, and we want to talk about a really cool, arty thing that you've got going on here as far as the Market Fest, which is, of course, near and dear to everyone's heart. And it's something, again, that you've gone out on the limb to do something just a little bit different for your readership. What do you call them? Readers? Your readers.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be right back. This is Carl and Linda Bott here on KCNR 1460.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lisa Lissiera. Former Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum makes it official, entering the ever-growing field of Republican presidential hopeful.
You know, the most common question I've had over the past 20 months was, are you running? And the answer I always gave, took me a while, but I came up with this, no, I'm not running, I'm walking.
Santorum with the announcement in Somerset, Pennsylvania. The former head of the International Monetary Fund, accused of sexually assaulting a hotel maid, entering a plea in New York City.
Dominic Strauss-Kahn, in a very strong voice here inside Manhattan Criminal Court, said he's innocent of the charges and pled not guilty. This as prosecutors contend evidence against the former IMF chief is mounting, while Strauss-Kahn's attorneys say they've got proof that'll seriously hurt the credibility of the alleged victim.
Fox Radio's Jeff Manasso, Fox News. We report, you decide.
Need a break?
But don't have time or money.
Want to get away
from the pressures of life?
Escape to another world.
Inside your head.
New radio theater.
Original radio drama.
Every Sunday at 4 p.m.
on KCNR 1460 a.m.
Listen and vote for your favorite.
As you are transported into an audio world of fact and fiction.
Playwrights compete for a $5,000 grand prize.
Information and live streaming at
newradiotheater.com.
Brought to you by Generation DVD's Family Video.
And Song Roaster, the ultimate singing telegram.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Hello, this is Dr. Doug Craig, sponsor and host of Wake Up Call on KCNR every Sunday at 10 a.m. For over 23 years, I have maintained a clinical psychology practice in Reading, specializing in the assessment and treatment of mood, anxiety, and attention disorders in children, adolescents, and adults. In life, we all learn that we must accept what we can't change or change what we can't accept. When we're unable or unwilling to accept those things we can't control or change, we become depressed, anxious, or angry. While sadness, anger, worry, and fear are normal human emotions, sometimes they can feel overwhelming. When our normal methods of coping no longer work, psychotherapy offers us the tools we need to manage our difficult emotions and regain our balance and peace of mind. If you have any questions about this or want to learn more, give me a call at 246-7062.
Hello, Reading. This is Kurt Largent of Keller Williams Realty and the Largent Team. I'd like to ask you to listen in every Saturday morning here on KCNR for all of your questions with regards to real estate. Here's the bottom line. Amateur hour is over. The days of putting up a sign and waiting for the offers to roll in are gone. You need a superstar. You deserve an expert. You can't afford to settle with regards to your real estate. So please listen in every Saturday morning here on KCNR 1460, brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Level Pest, Pete Metz at Megastar Mortgage, and Keller Williams Realty.
Listen for the Kurt Largent Show at a new time, now Saturday mornings from 9 till 10.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media and Carl Linda Bott, June 6th. It's 8:35 in the morning. Good morning. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. What can I say? It's a barbershop. It's not some place to get your hair styled, your nails done. You won't get a facial there. You're just going to get a damn good haircut. By
Arg!
Arg. You know what? And you walk in, and it's good conversation, and the magazines are good, and it's man's last stronghold. What can I say? Man's last stronghold, my friends. They shave around your ears, they shave the back of your neck, and they give haircuts.
Women.
DC, Tim, and the Man in Black, and they give discounts to veterans.
Women don't just walk in the door or ask permission.
No, that is absolutely not true. You can bring, women can walk in there and they can bring their kids in.
I know, I have. And they're very kind.
They're very gracious in
yes,
there.
Yes, they are.
That
I was teasing.
I know, but you know, see, some people would get scared about that. not this gang.
Not in the North State.
Hey,
I'm sorry.
Our guests today are Rhonda Baugh and Yvonne Masada from the Enjoy magazine. And you know what? This is such a great magazine. What a great... I don't know. It would be a great advertisement for our state, is this magazine.
For our state, truly, the North State.
Yeah.
And you know what's really, I'll share with you guys, is that so far in this issue, there are three things on my bucket list.
Right.
And one of them, I know we're going to go into the illustration. Let's start with the illustrator, and then let's go back to the river rafting.
Okay.
You're on the illustrator right
okay.
now. First time you guys have done Market Fest. Share with our listeners what this is about.
Okay, well, every month we have an Enjoy the View photo. One of the photographers will send a photo in, and it's our Enjoy the View. And this time we had this young guy come into the office, and he's an artist, and a pretty incredible artist, and showed me some of his work and asked if there was any way we can fit some of his work into the magazine. And I said, well, you know, we've never done an illustration for Enjoy the View, so why don't you try and do something for the Enjoy the View for June? And he is new to Reading. He's from New York and moved to Reading, met his wife, and they're married now. He's been here, I think, maybe 3 years or something. And so he brought this photo in, or this drawing in, and I said, that's perfect. Market Fest starts in June, and this will be a great fit for our June issue.
When does Market Fest start?
It starts on Thursday.
Wow.
Yeah, Market
it's here.
Fest, yeah, and Wednesday is Mosquito Serenade, so the music is coming.
Oh.
So let's hope the rain holds out.
Yeah, it's supposed to be the forecast
is
great.
80,
yeah. That might be really, because it gets so hot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when it's 112 and socks in. So
right.
This would be great to just get there for the first Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Now, speaking of hot and fun and fast and stuff that really, one of the things that really represents the North State is our fabulous, you know, waters and streams and rivers
mm-hmm.
here. So you have something. Tell us about Marble Mountain Ranch.
Marble Mountain Ranch is up in Siskiyou County. And it is a guest ranch, and there's something for everybody. They do horseback riding, and they do skeet shooting, and they do river rafting. And the guy that started this was actually a rafter, so he wanted to do something more. This is family-run business, and it's been around for a little while. And he started with just four horses, and now it's like almost like a dude ranch, but it's really a family thing, and you can bring your kids can have the experience of shooting a gun for the first time. And he said he gets a lot of people up from, like, San Francisco area and who've never really been don't really know what the outdoors is all about. So what a fun experience for a family to have in a beautiful part of the North State. So,
and they do, rafting becomes very popular up here, and I know that I've never been, except for floating down the American River in the back of my house, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But they did have some slips, and you know, there were some dangers. I don't know that. I guess they go by what, 2, 3, 4. They just
right.
like you do, like with moguls, and when you're skiing, there's different water. But have you been?
I have been, and you probably don't even want to get into that story because we had a. I went down the American River in front of the raft because we hit a rock and I got launched like 30 feet down. Stream and I beat the boat down to the bottom.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, it was. Oh yeah.
So you were tumbled.
I was. You know, you get. Well, what you do is if you come out in the water, you turn yourself so your feet are going downstream. You keep your. You know, you got a life vest on. You keep your oar or your oar in with you, and you just kind of bounce off. Use your feet as shocks, and you bounce off the rocks as you're going down there.
Well, you make it sound scary, and we also know that you've spent years scuba diving and jumping out of airplanes.
I've done this stuff for a living, but these are very safe times. That was such an exception, and you know, when you start going on these raft things, it's just a lot of fun.
And to be able to take your family or your friends. Another great idea would do to be able to give a certificate like this for Father's Day.
Mm-hmm.
This is something I'm sure, or a guy trip.
Yep.
Or a girl trip, or just a family trip. So that's also the Marble Mountain Ranch that's in this month. You know, we're going to have to take a break, you guys, and when we come back, we're going to talk more about what's going on in the North State, what's happening in Enjoy Magazine, along Rhonda Ball and Yvonne Mazzotta here, Carl and Linda Bott here on KCNR 1460. We'll be right back.
Advanced soil stabilization using Technosoil for dust control on driveways, roads, parking lots, and pathways. Advanced soil stabilization also installs crushed stone driveways. Call Todd Sykes for more information at 530-549-4801. Advanced soil stabilization is green friendly and eliminates dust.
I'm here with Joe Adamson, owner of Adamson's Peak Performance. Small group personal training. I'm reading it right here. Boring machines are out and toys are in.
Absolutely. This is a 30-minute intense workout for people of all ages, all fitness levels. It's fun and it's over in 30 minutes.
Come to the sessions you want. No scheduling is necessary?
No scheduling. We offer personal training sessions through the day. You choose the one that you want to come to, as many as you want, for one easy monthly fee.
And the monthly fee is?
$99 a month. Gets you a membership and unlimited training.
Can you just imagine? That is like the best thing going.
It's our best value.
$99 a month, you get to have unlimited small group training with a group of people.
It's fun. It's challenging. You'll get stronger. You'll lose body fat. You'll increase your core strength. Your cardiovascular system gets an immense workout.
That's Adamson's Peak Performance on Bocelli next to Yak.
Stroop's Power Equipment in business more than 50 years. Now that's a proven record of excellence to provide you satisfaction for all your power equipment needs. From sales and service of chainsaws to ATVs, Honda, Steel, Husqvarna, Stroop's Power Equipment, all names you can trust. Stop by Stroop's today to start your experience and see what satisfaction really means. Stroop's Power Equipment, located at 2236 Cheering Creek Road, across from the post office.
Hi, it's Melanie Morgan here to tell you about Troopathon.org, an amazing effort to support our brave troops fighting the war on terror. Please join me in thanking the troops for their sacrifice by sponsoring a heartfelt care package of cookies, coffee, and other treats. Troopathon's teaming up with their friends Rush Limbaugh, Mark Levin, Ambassador John Bolton, and many others to help our troops in the fourth annual Troopathon on June 23rd. Please visit Troopathon.org to sponsor a care package for troops on the front lines in Iraq and Afghanistan. Once again, it's Troopathon.org.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Spadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl Lindabot. 8:44 in the morning, June the 6th, D-Day, was 67 years ago today. This portion of the show was brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Besides the fact they have Espresso Joe's and not only just great coffee, but they put together smoothies and icy drinks, too. So as it starts getting warmer, as it will this week, it'll go from 52 to 112 by next week. It also has the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Anything you want to find there, you can find. And, of course, the community room where they're going to host Dancing with the Stars Night for Me as a fundraiser.
And you and Kathy will give a preview.
Well, a very small preview because I just don't want to wow you too much this early on. I want to kind of leave you thinking, gosh, this is really going to be something.
But is this going to be a $5 cover to get in and there will be champagne and hors d'oeuvres?
A donation.
Oh,
and
excuse
me. All goes to Women's Refuge. None of it stays. Everything's being provided. It all goes to Women's Refuge.
Right, and then might get a chance to do like the... What, stuff the pocket and dance with Carl kind of thing?
Stuff the pocket. I like that. Hey, let's talk about Enjoy Magazine. Now that we've brought up stuff in the pocket here.
Hey, let's talk about movies in the park. That's what we want to go to now. And that's something that you do, that you offer, that is just a community, wonderful, free to the public, great way for families to get out and enjoy on the jumbo screen, movies in the park. So when does that start?
Well, it actually started last Friday, but we were rained out. So, yeah, bummer. But, again, this Friday we're supposed to have some nice weather, so we're hoping to get that screen up and going. And really it's a wonderful opportunity for families. And just hanging out, and it's free, and we have kettle corn and hot dogs and all kinds of great little snacks, and it's really a lot of fun.
And what's the movie going to be
this Friday? The movie this Friday is Napoleon Dynamite.
Ooh.
Yeah, we got a great mix of movies this season.
Well, you will have to let us know weekly. Call us up or come in and say, hey, this Friday night, you know, don't forget. And then, when people are driving, they're thinking about budget and they are whatever, they can throw their kids in the car, sit on the lawn, bring some fried chicken, have some kettle corn or whatever they're going to do. Or if you're, you know, you want to control your children's diet, you can do that as well. But so you change parks every month.
Yes, this month it's Caldwell Park. And it's right by, what is the name of that?
What used to be the Carter House.
The Carter House.
That's the North Valley Museum Art. I forget what it's called.
And you know, the really cool thing is even when you're driving across the bridge on Market, you can see the screen from there. I mean, that's how ominous it is. It's really, really cool.
You know, it's almost like a drive-in.
Yeah.
We were just talking about drive-ins this morning. How you don't see drive-ins anymore. And this is kind of like a drive-in, except it's a walk-in.
Yes.
Right.
That's what it's like. That's what it reminds me a lot of.
That's cool, because you kind of sit out with your family, and everybody kind of sits there and enjoys themselves.
And some people bring their kids in their pajamas and their blankets. And
yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So that's what it was for me when I went to the drive-in. Wow. We'd get in our pajamas in the station wagon.
Yes.
Yeah. But the movies this month are Napoleon Dynamite is this week. Next week is Footloose. And the following week is Seabiscuit. So,
okay, now Seabiscuit is one of my all-time
favorites. Oh, I love that movie.
Now, Footloose, believe it or not, the last 5 minutes of that movie I watch. The rest of it, I don't know what it's about. The last 5 minutes when these kids who have never danced in their lives go down in this barn and they dance like pros. I mean, I think I've got the last 8 minutes taped.
You may want to watch it now since you're dancing with the stars. You do get a couple hints there.
I'm going to do that one where you kind of, that guy's kind of, he's doing it kind of like the Russian steps. You know, he's dancing.
Well, guys, thanks always for coming on. And do you have any closing thoughts? We're going to take a break in a second. But any last-minute things, of course, go by the store, pick up an issue.
Yeah, come by the store.
Father's Day is coming up. buy stuff.
Mm-hmm. And pick up your copy. And we always have the copies at our office. So if you can't find it someplace else, you'll usually be able to find it at our office right next door to the store. So get the magazine. Go check out the store.
Come see the movies in the park Friday.
Movies in the park Friday. And any if you donate any money, that money for this month goes to the Reading Soccer Park, which is a nonprofit. So to keep kids playing soccer. So if you are inclined to donate, that would be great.
And that's what happens tonight at the movies, right? Uh-huh. You guys pass a whatever you pass.
Yeah, our little squirrel here, his name is Flick, and he has a little bucket. A little red and white striped bucket, and we pass that around and gather donations for the cause.
So who dresses like the squirrel?
I'm not going to tell.
Oh, okay. Is it somebody we know?
Yeah.
Oh. let me think about who that might be. Okay, well, you know what? So much, you know, we enjoy having you all on. Enjoy. But we also, I mean, again, the magazine is such a great advertisement for the North State, and, you know, sending it to people. I let them see what's going on. You know, to me, it's a breath of you know, that things are the way it can be up here. You know, so many people, you know, you read an editorial and they're depressed and all this, and it's true. There's some tough times going on, but this, what your magazine gives, is a glimpse of what it can be and the good things of our life and where to enjoy yourselves up mm-hmm. here for something that doesn't cost a lot of money.
Right.
You know,
and
just
the,
going up.
The cover this month is one of my favorite. Oh. It is so cute.
What is the name of this dog?
Do you know?
Isn't it an English? Oh, what's his name?
It's an English bulldog.
Oh, it's Artie.
Oh, it looks like an Artie.
Yeah.
That's so cute.
And there's a little story too behind the edit on that cover.
Yeah. Oh, like what? Well. We got a minute or two. What?
Well, it was all white. The clothing she had on was
the dress that she's
was
wearing.
Completely white,
which it looked really nice, and it was exactly what we wanted, but. We just kind of thought, it needs a little pop. It needs a little color.
So we added a little pattern to
so
the dress.
That was added
because
afterwards.
Because that's what you do when you're
yeah.
artist.
Yeah.
When you have an in-house design, you can do that kind
so
of thing.
And we're so pleased with it because it just
it
says,
does.
It
looks great.
You know,
it's the strawberries.
That Kara Stewart is amazing.
Authentic.
She's such a great photographer.
Absolutely. Yeah, shout out there. Well, gals, thanks again, and we look forward to poring over the June issue of Enjoy Magazine. It's all about people, places, and things, all things North State. Enjoy Magazine, go see them on the corner of?
Placer and California.
Thank you, Yvonne Mazzotta and Rhonda Ball, so
Thank
much
you.
For being with us.
Thank
when we
you.
Come back, we're going to have tickets, you guys, so don't go anywhere. We're going to be giving some tickets away to the Riverfront Playhouse, so we'll be right back after these messages.
Yes, the city boy, born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight train going
pull up a seat, place your bets, and get ready for the action at Wind River Casino as they offer the hottest variety of table games in the North State. Everyday favorites like blackjack. Is single-deck blackjack hand-picked more your style? Three-card poker, four-card poker, fortune pie gal poker. The notorious blackjack tournaments are back. Plus, coming soon, very soon to the pit, mystery card roulette. For more information, log on to WindRiver.com. Better yet, come on down and join us for your ultimate table gaming experience at Wind River Casino. It's better on the river. Head down to Wind River Casino and play the Monte Carlo tournament.
Monte Carlo.
Get your dose of blackjack, four-card poker, and pie gal Saturday, June 25th at 2 p.m. in the 21 pin. $1,000 is added to the payouts.
$1,000.
$20 buy-in gets you $5,000 in chips.
$5,000.
Pays out the top six overall scores. For more information, log on to WindRiver.com.
WindRiver.com.
Or better yet, come on down and join us for your ultimate table gaming experience at Wind River Casino. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Better on the river.
From time to time, we take solemn oaths to make positive changes in our lives. We call them resolutions. Many resolutions require great personal sacrifice. To lose weight, to get in shape, to be friendlier to your in-laws. This time, make a resolution where success is guaranteed. Improve your dental health. It requires no sacrifice, just a phone call to Palisadro Dentistry at 547-5757. Even after years of dental neglect, Dr. William Farrell and his able staff will employ cutting-edge techniques gained gained over 30 years of professional experience to restore that youthful, charming smile. Anxiety is no longer an impediment to dental health. Palocedro Dentistry specializes in overcoming dentist dread with sedation dentistry. For worry-free dental care, call Palocedro Dentistry today at 547-5757 or visit palocedrodentistry.com. And who knows, with an improved smile, maybe your in-laws will like you better. Special consideration to veterans. Financing available. OAC.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy. We deliver fuel to your home for all your heating needs. Taking care of you is what we do.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I would like to invite everybody to check out our new website at northernlightsenergyinc.com. You can order fuel, apply for credit, pay your bills, access all the CFN sites throughout the United States, and look at our monitor and Toyo heaters, greases, and lubes. It's very easy to use. For those of you who don't like sites, pick up the phone and give us a call. We still have real people to talk to you. Remember, northernlightsenergyinc.com or 241-2196 in Waverville, Corning, and Redding. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
If you're concerned about fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution, then join Elizabeth and Aaron on Sunday mornings for We the People, 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Our expert guests cover everything from private property rights to how our local government can impact your life. Don't miss out on the wealth of knowledge on We the People, brought to you by the Reading Tea Party. America.
Hi, I'm Dennis Miller. Join me Monday through Friday from 9 to noon on KCNR 1460 AM.
Well, I won't back
Yeah,
down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. And Carl and Linda Bott, 8:55 in the morning, and it's June the 6th. 67 years ago today was D-Day. Tomorrow, we're going to have the Red Cross will be on, but also Dave Wilson, chairman of the Democratic Party up here in the North State, will be on. We're going to be talking about his viewpoint on what's going on in the city, the county, and the world. We're also going to have a number of different guests on this week. But you have something to give away, don't you, hon?
I do. I have three tickets. Well, actually, two. We can do four, but do give me a call, because this is for the June 17th performance of A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum. This is at the Riverfront Playhouse. These are $22 tickets. This is Friday, June 17th at 7:30 p.m. We're giving these away this morning, 605-4567. If you'd like to come, we will take the first caller, and you can tell me, I need two tickets or four tickets. I'd be glad to give you, if you want to take another couple or take a family. Well, I'm not so sure how family-friendly it is, but it is a lot of fun, and it is funny. It's a lot. I just think there's a lot of double entendres that go on in this show. But anyway, Riverfront Playhouse, A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum, 605-4567, taking your calls.
Okay, we're going to have mayors of Shasta Lake City is going to be here this week. We've got just a number of different things, and again, tomorrow, the Democratic Party. I don't know if, you know, the big thing today in the chat pack is the fact that the city council meeting tomorrow and the side letters and all these other things that are going on and people abrogating responsibility or taking too much responsibility. So a lot of people are talking about the joining together and going to the city hall tomorrow night. Why don't somebody pick that phone up?
There you go.
Yeah, here we go.
Got Ann in one room picking the phone up for.
and got Bob going the other. Okay. We want to talk about, besides just the city council meeting, about that being an important one tomorrow. Just couldn't see what's going on. I don't think there's malfeasance or anything like this, but I do think that we need to see what, to confirm what exactly are minor decisions made by the city manager that the city council doesn't have to get into. That'll be interesting. Sarah Palin, Bad Bob, Did you see where Sarah Palin said that Paul Revere was also warning the British?
Seen from I heard a big hullabaloo over it. It seemed that all the liberal media outlets were just going absolutely frantic over it, and I didn't see it as a, you know, I did not know the entire context, so I didn't develop an opinion about it. Unfortunately, people take one-liners and suddenly turn it into a whole viewpoint.
Yeah, I know. It's something. Now, the one that's the other one is the representative of the Democrat from New York, Wiener, who supposedly tweeted a half-nude picture of himself all over the place, and he's saying that it wasn't him that did that. And then somebody asked him the question, well, was that a photo of you? And he said he couldn't really tell. And I think it was Wolf Blitzer says, you mean you don't even know what you don't know if you have underwear like that or something? I don't know. It's, you know, you just got to kind of love what's going on here. We haven't even gotten into what's going on in Sacramento and all that. This week, though, it looks like the weather is going to get better.
Yeah, we're going to have a forecast of, you know, mostly sunny with 80s tomorrow and the next day and the next day. Hey, I want you to keep checking out the website because we're going to be posting these fundraisers that we're going to be doing. I know that Ann is taking our calls in the front, and somebody called to ask about the fundraiser at Tobacco Brew. June 24th, that's a Friday night.
At 6 p.m.
6 to 9, $5 to get in the door.
Donation.
Right.
And it all goes to Women's Refuge.
All goes to Shasta County Women's Refuge, which is the fundraiser when Carl's dancing. He'll be doing a preview, plus we have some other surprises. We're really going to need your support. We also are going to be broadcasting live on the 22nd from Country Kitchen from 7 to 9 a.m.
Come down and join us.
Yeah, so we are now going to be doing the fundraising thing. And then, of course, thank you so much for being with us on this Monday morning.
That's right, on D-Day, June the 6th. Tomorrow, we've got the Democratic Party in, and the head of the Democratic Party, we're going to be talking about that. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. What's your year?
You've been listening to KCNR Shasta Reading.